Import/export process. Exhibit 7-10 shows a simplified export process flow. Note that a prerequisite to step 1 will be to obtain any statutory licenses, if any are required. Also, the customs export declaration will be made after step 4, but before step 6. In most cases, there will also be an inspection process before step 6. Exhibit 7-10, export process. Organizations can use a flowchart to help make key decisions on mode and carrier capabilities based on the type of cargo that will be shipped. Once you've made the mode selection, what does logistics need to do to prepare the cargo for shipping? The complex, multi-step process for shipping cargo to international destinations, outlined below, requires forethought and planning from the logistics group. Note that consignor in the steps refers to either importing or exporting logistics personnel or their designated third parties, depending on who is initiating and managing the transaction. Consignor, shipper books shipment with a freight forwarder or carrier, usually 2 weeks in advance for ocean shipment, 5 days in advance for truck or air, and a day for rail. Consignor prepares shipment for cargo-ready date, including any quality inspections. Most shipments are also inspected for customs at this point, which is often within the warehouse where the goods are packed and loaded for export and the customs seal is added. Consignor creates commercial invoice and packing list and any other required documentation. Ocean or air carrier creates bill of lading or seaway bill/airway bill. If an LSP/3PL is used, it creates a house bill of lading. Truck carrier creates manifest. If FCL, dray picks up empty container or ships to consolidation facility. If FCL or FTL, shipper or consolidation facility loads and seals container/trailer. Dray or trucker delivers shipment to port. For FCL, deliver to container yard, CY. For LCL, deliver to container freight station, CFS. Cross-border shipment will have extra steps if carrier is not certified for travel in both countries. They will terminate their load in staging yard on one side. There's handoff for cross-border driver to take shipment to staging yard on other side. There's handoff to line haul driver. Customs broker files and obtains export clearance. Shipment is loaded on vessel or aircraft and tracking status updated to confirmed on board, COB. Customs broker collects documents and files entry for import clearance. Most shipments will clear customs at wheels up or on water. Delivery order or tender will be issued to pick up freight. Cargo will be offloaded from vessel or aircraft. Cargo will be made available by terminal once cargo is in location where it may be picked up by trucker. Terminal charges, including demurrage if container dwelled past the last free day, are paid, and original bill of lading documents, if required by shipper/vendor, are provided. Some terminals require appointments. Dray dispatch will make appointment. Dray tractor will pick up empty chassis and then pick up container from terminal. Some carriers will pre-pull container to their own yard to await delivery appointment or open gate hours of consignee. Dray or trucker will pick up freight and deliver to door destination address, either for live unload or drop in yard. Gate or receiving personnel will confirm seal number against paperwork. If empty is available, dray will pick up empty and return to terminal. Consignee will unload cargo and notify dray company or broker or third party that manages dray provider that container is empty. Items are systemically received into inventory and processed for storage or further distribution to hub or store or end consumer. Dray will pick up empty container and chassis, for example skeletal trailer, and return it to terminal. If chassis is part of pool, dray will return chassis. Billing from carriers, customs inspectors, terminals, LSP/3PL, and supplier are all cost accounted and may be factored into landed cost. Every member of the logistics team should be well acquainted with each of these steps in the international cargo shipment process. It does require a significant level of attention to detail. No step can be overlooked. If there's one misstep, the shipment could be delayed or held up in customs. Expensive fines could be imposed if the cargo is inaccurately coded. The result? A disappointed customer who may take their business elsewhere and potentially a lost sale and lost revenue. A key aspect of this process is the set of documents that must be completed accurately and thoroughly in a specific time frame and provided to the correct administrative entities. Documentation can either derail or smoothly close a transaction or shipment of goods to a buyer abroad.